your wake-up call.
Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the house.
Good morning, USA.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee. What's popping?
Just because it's Friday don't mean things change. You know what I'm saying?
It's Friday.
I'm out here. I'm in L.A. still. I just left this Hennessy party.
What you doing in L.A. now?
You know, I was out here for this Hennessy Art of the Chase event that they were doing for their limited edition bottle with Scott Campbell, tattoo artist from Brooklyn.
Okay.
So they had the big launch party out here. But we had a great time last night. Nas performed. Dave East opened up for him. So, but you know, with the time difference, it's 3 a.m. here. I left the party, got my bags, and came straight to work.
Did you shower?
I showered, yes.
Okay, you had to think about that.
Shower.
So that was, I don't know if you really did, because you had to think about that one.
Hey, I'm not the... When do I ever smell?
Yeah, you're right.
Keep it real.
No, I never... No,
you
I
can
never,
say a lot of things about me, but I don't smell.
No, you don't stink.
Charlamagne's not here yet, but he's supposed to be coming to... Oh, he probably don't want nobody to know he's in L.A.
Oh, maybe
forget I said that.
Oh, my goodness.
He's probably just late on his way from Jersey.
Shut up. You're bad, man. Both of these guys are actually in L.A. now. Angela, when you get a chance, send me the tattoo guy's information because I want to finish my tattoo. I started off with 3 kids on my arm, and I have one.
22 and, now.
Yeah, I have an extra one, so I got to finish my arm with all my kids' names.
Well, he's a little busy. He's, I don't know. And plus, last time you got a tattoo, I heard you cried.
Yes, tattoos hurt. They're not simple. they're not simple. I tried everything. I tried to drink alcohol. I tried to smoke one time. I tried to take aspirin. Nothing
works. Yeah, I was going to say you should take some painkillers first.
That ish don't work. Pain is pain.
Yeah, just deal with it. You know, they say women deal with pain a lot better than men do.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's like a fact.
No, I think so, absolutely. Because I couldn't have a baby. There's no way I could pop a baby out my butt.
But you have a lot of feminine qualities. That's why I'm surprised.
Shut up.
All right, but let's talk about some unfortunate news that happened. We're going to get into this in front page news. And this actually... You know, yesterday the attacks had happened and it was awful. Awful to see that all these people got killed, and it's just crazy. Like, I was, I'm out here in LA and I found out about it a little late because I fell asleep. I woke up to a whole bunch of different text messages. Crazy news.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty bad. I mean, I can't understand people. People are deranged. People are crazy. I understand if you don't like the world, take your own life. Don't take other people's life with you. It's just sad. We lost 2 people from America. I think a man was out there with his son enjoying it. And it was just a very sad news. We'll get to it in front page news. You got a lot of noise out there.
Yeah, that's Paris. I don't know what she's doing. She's in the studio with me, moving chairs around, making noise.
All right. Well, front page news when we come back. And also, we got some special guests joining us today. We have Schoolboy Q. He'll be in the building. And also the cast of Power. Now, Power comes back Sunday, July 17th at 9 p.m. So we'll talk
to Ghost. That is my show.
We'll talk to Tommy. We'll talk to Angie. We'll talk to
Angela.
Angie, whatever you want to call it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Riri needed me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about the terror attack in France.
Yes, and when I was first watching this news story yesterday, it said 40 people were killed, but by now the toll has gone up to 84 people killed in Nice, in France. Now, what they are saying is that a man by himself was driving a truck. And he drove his truck into a crowd of people. It was a pedestrian-only area. It was a large commercial truck. He also had a gun. They said all kinds of explosives in the car as well. He was a resident of Nice, according to local newspapers. They already named him, and they reported that he... They don't know the exact motive, but they are saying that this is a terrorist attack and the worst since November when 130 people were killed across Paris in a series of coordinated sieges. There were 2 Americans that were killed as well. Mm-hmm. Now, it was Sean Copeland and his 11-year-old son, Brody, they were from Austin, Texas.
I mean, I know the driver was killed, but that's where you want to see the driver captured and really tortured. I mean, some people hate the world and hate their life, but the fact that you get in a truck and just plow innocent people down just pisses me the F off, you know? Real right. sad. And Rihanna's out there, actually, right? She had a show.
Yeah, she was supposed to have a show, but of course she canceled that show because, you know, it's not going to go down right now.
Okay. Now, also, Barack Obama, he held a town hall meeting yesterday?
Yes, he did.
I don't have the story. I heard some of it on the news this morning. I know that the police were actually wanting him to, I guess, turn on the blue light in the White House, and Barack Obama wouldn't do it. He says he supports the police. He actually said he's
saying it's
Black
not
Lives
us.
Matter.
He's saying it's not us versus them, and that's basically the gist of what he was saying with the deaths of the police officers and also with police brutality that has led to the killings of men as well.
Right. He also said that he supports Black Lives Matter. It's not a terrorist group or a hate organization. It's just African-American people actually loving themselves and standing up for their own
rights. Right. A lot of people think that Black Lives Matter is anti-police and all, but it's not anti-police. It's anti-police brutality. He said no one wants to avoid police shootings more than cops themselves. He said it shatters them, too. He said, I don't want a generation of young people to grow up thinking either they have to mistrust the police or alternatively the police who are doing a good job and are out there taking care of their communities. They're constantly at risk, not just from criminals, but also because of the community that mistrusts them.
So, absolutely.
It's a deep, deep issue that obviously is going to take some time to resolve, but it does mean that people have to keep those lines of communications open.
Now, I know Barack Obama has a couple of months left in the White House, but now is the time I think he should stand up because he is our president, and I felt like the last 7 years, 8 years, he hasn't felt like our president. I want him to stand up more. He has 6 months or what 4 or 5 months left. Doesn't matter if they try to kick him out. Do what you got to do. Do what's right. Do what you would do in how you feel when you got pulled over. I'm sure you got pulled over several times. How you feel that your daughter could get pulled over? I really want him to stand up for us in these last couple of months.
But it was actually certain things that happened that were very powerful. In one moment on there, Jamar Taylor, he's the 12-year-old son of the woman that was shielded by the police as she tried to protect her kids during a sniper attack that happened in Dallas. Mm-hmm. He told the president that he now wants to become a police officer so he can tell kids and adults that not all police officers are bad. He said some police officers make mistakes.
And that's what I've been saying for a long time. We need more people looking like us in the police department, you know? My dad is a retired police officer. My uncle's a police officer. Great guys, great individuals. No racism, actually tries to help people, looks out for people. And that's what we need. We need more of that on the force, more of that in the police departments, lieutenants, sergeants, judges, et cetera.
Yeah, and it's not even the color of your skin. It's really of you having an understanding of people
the community.
In the community and
Absolutely.
Not being fearful of the people that you're supposed to be protecting.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Maybe you're upset with what's going on with France. Whatever it may be, if you want to vent, phone lines are wide open. Vent with us so you can have a great Friday. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Mike, man. What up?
Mike, why
what
you
up,
mad,
Mike?
Bro?
Hey, what's up? Respect to all y'all, you know what I mean? Hey, me being a black person, you know what I mean? If Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? Why are we protesting when only, you know, cops kill black people? You know what I'm saying? Why we ain't protesting when another black person kill another black person or, you know, these people out here with these videos fighting and that?
Well, actually, the Black Lives Matter, they do protesting all the time, not just when white people kill black people. You probably just only see it in the press when white people kill black people.
And I don't think it's just white people. I think it's when it's police officers who are hired and paid to protect us.
They absolutely positively do protest all the time.
I don't know, see, but I don't see it though. You know what I mean? I don't see it. The news, like CNN, like just, you know, just Googling, like whatever. You know what I'm saying?
The media only covers it when it's police brutality. Other than that, the media's not covering it.
I know. Media covers stuff. You know where they keep their ratings up.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Stay woke. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. People always talk about, black on black crime. But you know that people who live in communities with each other are the ones that when things go down and there's crimes committed, it's because those are the people you live amongst. White on white crime is way more than any other. Black on black crime, it depends on the neighborhoods that you live in.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris from Wilmington, Ohio.
Chris, tell them why you're mad, bro.
Yeah, I'm calling because I was watching the ESPYs the other night and I was listening to the statements made by LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. And I completely agree with Charlamagne. You know, it was a great speech and all, but there really wasn't a plan presented. And I agree with Angela, too. It's also really about economics.
Well, I think there was a plan. If you really heard what LeBron said we have to go back to our communities and make sure that we talk to the community leaders and talk to the police and talk to the young kids and teach them and try to bridge the community together. That's what part of their plan was. They're not activists. They're just sports athletes that's really just trying to make a difference.
But I do agree with the whole, and it's not just the economic hit that we can implement on people and give us more power, but there's other things we need to do, but that's just one part of it.
Yeah, the economic hit is really, I don't really understand because I don't see that many African-American businesses own. Like, you know, if you want to get gas and you want to go to a black gas station or an African-American-owned gas station, where are you going to go?
Listen, first of all, they do have websites now that people have been putting up that list all the different black businesses.
I did. So you can 40 miles away from me.
Right.
I'll run out of gas stations,
but the point is to really support black businesses more and make an effort to do so. Everything that is beneficial to you is not always going to be easy to do. Sometimes you do have to go a little bit out of your way. And if you can do that, you should try to do that. But the reason why, obviously, the economy is important is because financially, whoever has money are the people that are in positions of power. Now, if you can take money from people and hurt their businesses, that's when they pay attention and that's when they listen.
Well, speaking of a black-owned business, we are about to open up our juice bar in Brooklyn.
It's pretty much done. Don't it look nice?
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And we're going to be doing a lot for the community. So not just having juice, but we're going to be doing programs. We're going to be doing health clinics, health classes.
Listen, y'all don't understand, like, this has been such a huge, huge project for us, and we have all kinds of plans in the works as far as educating the community, as far as making sure we have things that we can give away for free, just anything that's going to be beneficial. So we're really looking forward to that. I can't wait. I wish it's been open, but I'm excited and looking forward to doing things that are going to be really helpful.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us at any time. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, if you remember on Wendy Williams' show, she was talking about Jesse Williams' speech that happened at the BET Awards. And she said some things about HBCUs that had people in an uproar. Here's what she said.
You know, I would be really offended if there was a school that was known as an historically white college. We have historically black colleges. What if there was the National Organization for White People only?
Yeah.
There's the NAACP, National. By the way, what is the C? Colored? We're still using colored? Like, I get it. Look, everybody's quiet. You're leaving me out here to hang to dry by myself.
They sure were. Well, Roland Martin from TV One actually broke it down for her on his show.
I really am tired of these wannabe Stacey Dashes who clearly don't bother to actually read a book. Wendy, let me help you out. The NAACP was founded by a mix of folks who are black and white. You do realize that the first president of the NAACP, Wendy, was white. But let me deal with HBCUs. Now, one of the reasons why you don't have historically white universities is because we just simply call them universities. The fact of the matter is, you can go around the country and you'll see universities, Wendy, they're 70, 80, 90, 95% white. Wendy, let me help you out with something. When you're on TV and you have no idea what you're talking about, shut the hell up.
I mean, I agree with him. I mean, my daughter is 14 years old, and I would love if she went to Hampton University. Absolutely, positively love it.
Well, after all of this, Wendy Williams did invite Roland Martin on her show to explain why she was wrong for her statements and give a history lesson. And here's how it went down.
I saw the rant. I wanted to reach out. I've never been scared, you know, to face being wrong. And we were talking on the phone for so long that I said, well, just come to the show. Mm-hmm. Come to educate us all. I want to apologize to everyone that I might have offended regarding my remarks. You know, apology, and I was wrong.
Now, what did he say on the show? Did you watch the show?
I watched the clip from it. I didn't see the whole entire show.
I wonder what he said on the show.
Yeah, he did give some information, and he said when it comes to our colleges, we couldn't go to those schools. As a matter of fact, we couldn't read during slavery. You could be killed if you were found to be reading. So that's why it's so critically important. He said, you know, these institutions allow us to survive in America, even though we built this country. And he just gave basically a whole history lesson, but it's definitely worth you seeing.
Yeah, I went to Hampton University. I'm sure everybody knows. I talk about it all the time. And I need to do more for Hampton University. I absolutely positively
don't do
enough.
Actually, the people at Hampton talk about that all the time.
Hey, I don't do enough. I mean, I only go down there, I think, once a year, but I would love to go down there more often.
They'd be like, why don't Envy do more for Hampton?
I'm working so much. I'm everywhere, but I absolutely positively need to do more for my college, for my alma mater. So I will start doing more. I know they
call me
all the time.
Someone from your school was like, he hang that flag in the background, the Hampton University flag on the show. Like, he think that's doing something?
Look, I'm at Hampton about 6-7 times a year doing stuff and doing shows. I don't have time to actually talk to the students because I have a job.
Dang.
But I will be more doing more
sometimes
things.
Sometimes you have
University.
To make time for things that are important, sir.
You're right.
Okay.
And I will do it.
Now, guess who is trying to get a reality show?
Cool.
Charlie Sheen. That is what people are saying. People magazine actually reported that he's been trying to do a show documenting his journey living with HIV on a new reality show. So he's shopping it around. People don't know if it's already picked up or what's going on with that. But would you watch that show?
Charlie Sheen living with HIV?
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it.
He's a pretty interesting person in general.
He's still a wild boy. I don't know if he's calmed down, so he's still a wild boy, but I would definitely watch it. I think so.
All right, and speaking of reality shows, Stevie J has had to get a restraining order against Jocelyn. Whoever thought it would come to this.
Now he says
that she was out to ruin his character, and, you know, she made these allegations that he molested his 6-year-old daughter. And he said that was just out of revenge. It's a terrible thing to say about somebody, you know. And Jocelyn posted a message that was saying that he was molesting his daughter, that he has with Mimi for years. So he hasn't said anything about it until yesterday. He filed for and was granted a temporary restraining order against Jocelyn. He says that she is volatile, jealous, and that she's filled with an evil sense of revenge after they split up. She has to stay at least 200 yards away from him, but she's still allowed to go and get her Rolex and diamond ring from his house as long as the cops come as well.
Now, Jocelyn, I rode a plane with Jocelyn going to Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. Jocelyn is diesel. She's built. I would get a restraining order against her, too. I mean, 200 is still too close for Jocelyn. She's diesel.
Yeah. She definitely could beat him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. Now, when we come back, we have the cast of Power. They'll be joining us. Power comes back this Sunday at 9 p.m. on Stars. We're talking to Ghosts. We're talking to Tommy. We're talking to Tasha. And we're talking to Angela. All right? When we come back, so if you got your questions,
hey,
hit us up. Not you, Angela. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna. Work morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
For sure.
We have the cast of Power. We got Ghost, Angie, Tasha, and Tommy.
And that's how I know I'm invested in the show, because that's who I see when they walk in the
room.
That's
how I know.
I don't see Omari.
That's not our real names.
Tori, I don't see Joseph. I don't see Leela.
That's their real name.
Word up. Ghost, Tommy, Tasha, and Angie.
There you go.
Yeah. That's who I see.
Now, it comes back this Sunday, July 17th.
Yep. Yes.
Why
are they pushing to Sunday?
Yeah. That was a graduation.
That's Sunday's a big day.
Boy league. That's like big boy.
Sort of like Thursdays is for comedy, Sundays for drama, particularly cable drama. Mm-hmm. You know, that way people can have their Saturday nights.
Get your Saturday
go to church and then
party.
Watch Power.
Now, Charlamagne, you got to ask some of these questions because I seen the first episode and I don't want to spoil it.
Yo.
So I'll let you leave with some of these.
I mean, I can't wait to watch season two, first of all, because I want to know how the hell
season
Kanan.
Season three, my bad. Yes, yes, yes.
I want to know how the hell Kanan got out that room.
I'm still asking.
I know. That's,
I
don't, like, that that's looked, a good question.
Because that could even make the show, that could make the season real corny.
I dropped the match right there, right?
Yeah.
Burned him up.
I know. He's hard to kill.
I feel like that's a shout out to Dynasty.
You know, it's one of those things where we got so much social media coverage after that. Like, yo, I thought it was truthful until this moment.
Exactly.
Mm.
But then people forget. As you said, we walked in and you made us the characters that we are. But everybody forgets he's also the executive producer. So that might have something to do.
That's funny.
We don't really understand in the first episode as well either. So that's a good thing.
Oh, so they don't explain how he really got out that room.
He might or he might not be in the first episode.
So this is the point in time where I got to realize Power is just a TV show.
It's just a TV show.
You might have to let go of the idea this is real life.
Now, Ghost, are you leaving the game?
He trying.
Is it over
for
you?
Yeah, when the tagline is Ghost Must Die, I don't know, man.
Are you leaving the game? Is the game over for you?
Mm. I think it's hard to take the game out of the cat. Mm-hmm. You can take the cat out of the game a little bit, but he and Tommy grew up with Kanan's help at figuring out how to distribute these drugs throughout all of New York, and so I don't really know how much I can leave the game.
I don't expect nothing good to happen to you because you left your wife with the side chick. Nothing good comes to guys who do that.
You know that.
And I'm sticking to that story because that's what I say every weekend when I'm watching it with my wife. That's like, that guy is wrong.
Yeah.
What he's doing is wrong.
And then what about when your wife goes to the bathroom?
Like, damn, Angela Bad. I can see why.
That's good.
Sure, you're right.
No.
Now, Angela, you have a problem playing that character? Because you are the side chick, and now people might look at you.
No, I don't have a problem playing the character at all. I have a problem with, like, people's crazy coming at me.
Oh, they think you're the side chick in real life?
For real?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Mm. Like, whenever
you're sexualized
as a character, it inevitably transfers from you, the character, to you, the actress. And, like, the truth is I'd rather, like, drink milkshakes and, like, fart under the covers at night than...
Did you say fart under the covers?
I sure did.
You are nasty.
We don't want to hear that. Now, we got fantasies about you. Now, I like sucking farts out of
girls'
butts.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, really?
Yeah.
This is, like...
I don't want it to be milkshake-driven. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like, I want a natural, organic fart, maybe from some vegetables.
Nasty fart.
It was okay. Listen, she was drinking organic milkshakes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It smells like vanilla beans and
and no pun intended.
Yeah,
I'm going to ruin the fantasy for you.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
It's over now.
It's over.
So do guys walk up to you and be like, yo, would you be my side chick?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they do.
You know, I get some interesting pictures on social media sometimes.
That you're trying to show me.
They send you penis pics.
Oh. You're trying to show me that, DJ?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I got one guy that's harassing the hell out of me. He creates a new Snapchat every day, and he sends me penis pics.
He sends you penis pics?
Every day he's trying to holler at me, be like, yo, you look fly in those jeans today.
Damn.
And he ain't block them yet, by the way.
Think about that.
Every day.
Block them every day.
This is crazy.
Do you get crazy sent to you?
No, because not on social media. People actually just catch me in the street.
And show you their penis?
I mean, I get
No. This is not about penises, people. No, I mean, I live in New York. I live in Brooklyn. People are really... I get a lot of love, honestly, but it's more women.
Look at you.
It's more... But it's, like, inappropriate from guys because they think I'm actually, like, having sex with Amari. His character, they want to try all the positions we try. It gets really weird. But most of it is just women. Like, just like, yeah, I'm Team Tasha. I'm ready for you. And, you know, they want to control the story. They're very passionate.
Because a lot of women can relate. Because women hate side chicks. They do not like a woman interfering on
them. Well, and it's just more of the story in general. They really, less than just a side chick, I think people really appreciate that Tasha's a ride or die for her husband, her children. She's the woman that you kind of want to have on your side. If you about to go down, she's going to really,
It's interesting, though, because the storyline, like, isn't clean. Drugs, in terms of, like, the wife isn't, like, perfectly a wife.
Yeah.
And then at
she
the same time.
To me. Until you came along, ruining it.
She masturbated in the first scene.
I did.
None of the characters on Power are clean.
Are perfect.
Mm-hmm. So when people will condemn one with a fervor and like defend another with a lot of passion, ultimately that tells on
it tells
the person.
Oh, no, that's true. Because I called Tasha all kind of whole bitches when she masturbated in that car in front of that driver. I'm like, some whole stuff. Now that ain't what she's supposed to do.
You know what?
See, that's why wives lose their husbands right there because of her trying to get back. You got to be better than us.
But if you was a driver, you would have been cool with it.
I'd have loved it.
See?
But that's why Sean dead now, too.
True.
So
he went down for the cause.
Sean and the guy's still here. Sean, I know.
Tommy and Ghost, y'all don't see eye to eye in the first episode. It looks like y'all not seeing eye to eye.
No.
Tommy, you trying to start
your own... That's an understatement.
Yeah, you're trying to start your own situation and operation.
the situation, the operation, I think that Tommy, through this journey of season three, well, he has to either sink or swim. And I think that we all know that, you know, he's gonna live, you know, as much as he can. But I think that once the veil gets removed, he will see how much work he's already been doing by himself anyway, because Ghost has removed himself from the game wisely enough, not saying, hey, Tommy, look at everything you did. Tommy, look at how amazing you've done in the game. He told Tommy, yeah, you're good, but I'm better. And yet he hasn't been doing anything. So once Tommy realizes, I think the fun for me is when Tommy actually realizes, wow, I've been doing this by myself for a long time.
That's your best friend. Mm. Now your best friend trying to kill you.
Exactly.
Do y'all ever reconcile later
on?
You know
the thing about it? That's a great question. The thing about it, Charlamagne, is when you think about our agenda versus the fair agenda, as smart as they are, as bright as women are, as much as they say, watch out for that shit, we go stand in this shit and go, sorry, I had to stand in it to understand what you meant.
Yeah.
We make up. We figure things out. Our battles become reconciled a lot easier than when girls are battling.
After somebody trying to kill you, though?
I don't know.
But
I don't
when they're
agree
best friends,
that.
You can't, you
I feel
can't
like
generally
I agree
speaking,
with him.
Absolutely.
It's so much different.
So different. But the reality is, for them to be best friends and brothers, in essence, we watch all of the, we raised on the mafia films, and you see, literally, they took Fredo out. Michael Corleone's character takes Fredo out and gets him taken out, and he's done.
Yeah.
That's his brother.
Yeah.
So it's not that non-truthful in a game of drug dealing and selling. Mm. Paranoia becomes a big thing. If people forget, Tommy's freaking doing the product. He's doing drugs.
Mm. So really, you're supposed to Nino Brown and G Money him. You're supposed to kill him.
There you go.
I mean,
well,
he also has
you know,
but I am my
Lobos
brother's keeper in some ways. Am I going
to
do it? You know what I mean? Like, how much is the struggle? How much of the struggle is real in Tommy? How much is he figuring out? And how much have we always seen people underestimating Tommy's savvy and Tommy's intelligence? I mean, time and again, it happens.
It's true.
All right, well, keep it locked. We have more with the cast of Power. It comes back on this Sunday at 9 p.m. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the cast of Power in the building. Now, Power comes back this Sunday at 9 p.m. Now, Omari Ghost, during the premiere, 50 Cent spoke and said that maybe some of the writers and the people in charge really didn't want you to be the main character. So how does that make you feel acting now and being successful? Do you go back and flip the bird, get the middle finger, ask for more money?
I know.
From what I heard, all the writers were 100%
on
board. I think it was the executives. The executives of a network like that was not in the position it is now because of Omari Hardwick.
Was,
they were in a different position than they are now. And Power was not the number one show on the number two premium cable network. It was like the number four premium cable network, and Power didn't exist yet. So, yeah, they probably had some question because they had a lot riding on this more than they would ever let us in on. And then this is what happened.
Who didn't want? Michael Jai White? I have a friend. You and Michael Jai White look like y'all came off the same gremlin.
You know what? Gremlin? You are hilarious. He's so silly.
He's crazy.
But they now better recognize.
You know what happened? You know what happened was... And actors, you know, listening, they should all hear this. Mm-hmm. You have, this is what execs thought. He's a good actor, but up to this point, we've just seen him perhaps steal scenes. Mm-hmm. He hasn't necessarily been a lead yet. People have always wondered about him. It's a freaking 10-year career at that point. Why hasn't he da-da-da-da-da?
Gotcha.
But in the midst of the race relations conversation that we're having every single day, we got to remember, there's not a lot of Omaris in a position to play a character like Ghost prior. Shonda Rhimes, hats off, had done certain things with Isaiah Washington, mm-hmm. Columbus Short. We've seen black men. Omar Epps has played on House at one point. Mm-hmm. I played on shows where I was number two on the call sheet. Nobody's necessarily played a complicated, crazy, brilliant, range-filled character as bountiful as Ghost. And all those colors made the likes at Stars go, I don't really know if he can pull it off.
She just said you had a great ass.
Yeah, no.
I wonder how that works, because y'all do a lot of sex scenes and stuff, and Omari, you a married man.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is actually because, like, he's the only man's ass that I've ever heard discussed by other heterosexual men. You'll hear, like, dudes.
I don't know if we should call those men out. Like, should we call them out?
Yeah, they're probably the same dudes that are asking him for a penis.
Right?
It's the same man.
But to your point, the sex scenes are crazy in our show. No, of course we all have. I mean, she's got a great body. Look at Joe; he's killing it. I mean, Omari. I don't know. I'm doing what I can. But at the end of the day,
great body,
great.
Thank you. Don't go there, Charlamagne. I gotta watch you. I gotta watch you. The diamond chocolate. You're so sweet. No, but at the end of the day, the sex is used in a really cool way. Like, Power is so well written that even the sex scenes have a story. Even the sex scenes have intention.
Courtney Kemp, our creator, done an incredible job of that.
Yes, thank you. And she creates these moments where Ghost is in dealing with frustration of his day, or killing someone, or taking his frustration out on Angela, or him and Holly, or even me. The sex is intentional. It's smart. It's done in a way that's not gratuitous. I'm really proud of
you.
How do y'all partners deal with that?
You know what I was going to ask you? See, it's funny, Charlamagne.
Because she just said you had a great ass. Nah, your wife at home like, yo.
I want to know. Because everybody talks about how many couples watch it together.
Right.
Yeah. We were just...
Is it nice foreplay to watch us do that?
Absolutely. After the premiere,
I never have asked that.
It depends, man.
On the desk.
Word.
I can't.
No, but what? Have you ever thought about it?
Once your wife de-escalates from being upset that you're cheating on your wife.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So blatantly.
Oh. So then they accept that. So then they want it.
You'd be like, I'm going to knock you like... Omari did and turn around
on the desk.
You married, she's single. She said you had a great ass. Does your wife get upset about stuff like that?
Mm.
Naturi and Elle have been great sisters to her, so they all figure it out.
Yeah.
They all figure
it
out.
We're all in.
She's a tough chick.
Different stages of life, but security is part of it, you know?
It's necessary, man.
Joe has a beautiful wife, and he's having lots of sex this season, so look out.
You and Envy happen to be handsome men, and you're doing radio. You don't have your wives at some point going, are you staying out too late?
But they ain't having sex on TV.
Wait, but do
you
not? You got a nice ass, brother. Since you can't.
Why is this? This is.
Male flirt. But you know what happens, Charlamagne. If you and Envy stay out late, you know your wives are like, you gotta go to that.
It's real.
That's real.
So you got to bring them around to make them feel comfortable.
Exactly.
They want to meet them. Let me meet Leela. Let me meet Natori. Yeah.
That's what I do.
They met halfway.
My boyfriend knows, like, everybody knows each other. We're all close. So we hang
out.
It's
weird. I know we're killing fans right now. Fans are so mad at us right now.
Yeah. So that's that.
Is it true Power has a nudity clause?
That
somebody has to appear nude at some point during the run of the show?
Well, no, it's in your contract.
It's their option.
Yeah. Really?
The network has the option. The network has the option. You don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, you know our contract.
Well, you know, y'all had leaks and all kind of stuff.
You know, they hacked Naturi's email. To the point where they tried to steal the scripts and sell them. That's like the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
That's a successful business. You'd be better off trying to sell your pictures naked. That was a better
one. That just feels like a really bad business plan.
It's not a good idea.
We have to we do have to be open.
Yeah, it's the option. It's, you know, it's a nudity option clause.
There is a nudity
clause.
They have the option of requesting you be naked, and you can't just say no, I won't be. You know what you're getting into.
How do you know?
So you might see Ritimi's character graduate this year, Dre. To, I don't know.
We're just throwing him to the wolves.
The four of us feel like the sex trophy has to be
passed on. I was season one. We were season one.
Joe and last year, Lucy, I've been on three seasons.
Like,
yeah.
I'm ready to be
He had a threesome.
I had a threesome.
I'm passing it.
Now, with everything going on in the African-American community, is that put into the show at all? Because you see that every once in a while that a show will take something out of real life and put it. Do we see that at all?
I see, Leela, you've been vocal.
Definitely.
Yeah, I see Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Courtney is going to probably add more.
She'll
and that's one of the things
coming up
in season four. If there will be a season four, it will be discussed. So I think we're all, you know, we talk about it amongst each other. I'm really upset.
I went on Huffington Post yesterday.
Out there marching. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. And we all talk about how this Black Lives Matter is just about more so making sure the nation understands why our lives matter and why we're being ignored and not put in a position of feeling valuable in America. It's frustrating.
Joe made a really good point yesterday. That's a good point, Naturi. And I didn't think about it. He said, we're kind of subtly doing our job in this show by even having the diversity of cast that we have.
Mm.
At least we are of a diverse conversation. Mm. So I don't really know if we can go 6 or 7 seasons if we're lucky and not address this in some capacity.
All right, well, we got more with the cast of Power. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jeremiah Wee. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the cast of Power in the building. Now, Power comes back this Sunday on Stars at 9 p.m. Shout out to the boy, Fifth. Now, Charlamagne,
What do you think, say to people who say that art influences kids to act negatively? So like a show like Power.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I think it can go both ways. I think that if people are actually having conversations, I think that a show like Power would ultimately lead to a positive conversations and discussing actions that have consequences. And this obviously isn't a very fruitful way of getting out of the hood, but you know, somebody like 50, like, you know, who was put into negative situations that where he had to make choices that allow him to change his life into, you know, an incredibly successful businessman is probably a better way to go.
And,
so it's like
now producer.
Yeah, now producer of a successful television show, his first of many, I'm sure. And then to go back and say, well, see this example that made this, if you actually go back, I think it will be. Yeah. But I think that if people take it at, you know, kind of at face value, I think it could lead to people just saying, oh, this, I want to emulate this character that I see on here, and especially even to your point of walking in, like, you guys are those characters. Yeah. And like the
we have to tell people.
Yeah, and the reality of it. So I think it can be backlash, but I think that there's nothing different than any other show that's ever been on that.
That's why I love what Power does, and I think that's why the community and all people have connected to our show. I think that's why we're the number one show on Starz. I think that's why we've been able to build up the network.
In Starz history.
But it's unbelievable when you see the unexpected. You don't expect Tommy to look like Joe initially, maybe on paper, the words and the way his swag. Tommy's got so much swag, they're like, damn, you know, all my friends want to date him. At the end of the day, it's changing the narrative and flipping the script.
But not only that, it's you guys are relatable. And this is what I was going to say. You guys move like a startup record label, meaning you guys are on the road. You're talking to kids in school. You're at the clubs.
Yeah, y'all together. I can't believe y'all together.
Startup label.
And I haven't seen that in a long time.
That takes me back. Yeah, that's how it used to be.
I seen y'all at Essence. I seen y'all.
That says a lot.
You know, that shows a lot because people get to see you and say, damn, they are from where I'm from. They're from Sacramento, from New Jersey, from, you know, and people don't get to see that, and I respect that.
So who's your favorite group, Natari? Them or 3LW? Like, who would you rather be with? Who'd you rather be with right now?
I'm moving with them all day, every day.
Thanks for saying that.
Never go back. Definitely.
Never going back?
Never going back.
How close is the actual cast in real life, though? Like, outside of the promo and marketing?
Yeah, we're pretty cool.
I think people are shocked at how, what good friends we are.
I see them a lot together. That's the crazy thing.
Whether even it's for press or even just, you know, the start of a season, getting together or going to the gym. Or I ran into Joe, actually, because we live near each other, at the gym or whatever it is. Or they get smoothies. Or I think there is something special about this Power family.
Yeah, we genuinely like each other.
I genuinely don't think you get this in any other show. Like, I mean, people try to compare Power to different things, but we are unique, and we are, you know, I always unique in our connection.
I knew Notorious for about 8 years, and I always, now it's
way back. Actually, when my first movie, Notorious, he came up to me and told me, you know,
But I remember when Leela and Notorious and Joe came in, I kept thinking, Power's really being able to influence who gets hired and who you want to work with. And I always thought it was a really cool thing that as I got older, I started thinking, you know what? Maybe the greatest people are not in necessarily the top positions next to an Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. But the reality of life is if he gets to work with the same people that we kept seeing in the early comedies in the 90s and 2000s, it's probably because he's like, I like working with him.
Right.
So look at Spike Lee.
So for me, I got lucky because I really liked Joe in the chemistry read. Mm-hmm. I really liked Leela in the chemistry read, and I had already known and loved Naturi. So my thought was, well, that part's cool. I don't need to really say that to the execs. Let that be my card that I hold safe to me that I liked him. But then what was really dope was they were good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It should almost be icing on the cake. It should go the other way, where you really like working with somebody. Yeah. Now, they can't be, obviously, they have to be adequate at what you've wanted them to bring to the table, but I just think it's a great perspective that we haven't necessarily figured out. A lot of times we want to support things that are not necessarily good or good for you. Mm. But if you got people that are next to you that are good for you,
lift them up.
Not only lift them up, it's counterintuitive to not freaking work with them. To your point, Envy, we were a word of mouth thing versus the shows that were being compared to us.
That is a fact.
We were word of mouth.
So we had to promote in a better, more constructive.
That's how we started. That's how the Breakfast Club started.
Y'all took it by storm.
We can't necessarily promote if the show is back so quick. Right. We need time to kind of.
That's a really good point. So
I started watching it on Twitter.
Did you?
I kept seeing everybody talking about Power. I'm like, what the hell is Power? So by the time I started watching it, y'all was like six episodes into the first
season one.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you caught up.
Well, it starts this. No, one more question.
How hard is it for you to remain professional, Amari? Because you get sex scenes with Natari and Leela. Like,
you know what?
You ever feel him get hard?
The females love
Stop
him.
It.
Do you ever feel him get
Stop.
Hard?
Like, here's the there thing. It
is. He's like a big brother. This
is weird. Almost ended it. Charlamagne went back in.
I can't.
This is where people
are. There's no sexiness.
This is where people aren't understanding. Like, the hardest part about the sex scene is dealing with people seeing it afterwards and thinking it's real.
Gotcha.
First of all, this dude has a cock sock on that's tight.
Well, no.
We wear protection as well. Like, if he slept with that, it would castrate him like a bull. It would fall off
his
head. And it is not, that we make it sexy, like, if you came in and watched, you'd be like, damn, they do a really good job.
It's like, and then sometimes things fall off.
It is
go
not
back.
Ready.
I mean, after a while, you feel like, what?
It's like we're moving in weird positions.
Even though it's a small crew, there's still like 30 people.
Easily 30 people watching.
Even if it's a close set, you still have people watching you like, yeah, get it, Ghost.
Y'all are watching from an angle that you're thinking he's on the bed while we're moving.
Yeah.
Like this.
Oh, that's good to know. So next time I don't have to be in that position. And that's impossible. That's a camera trick. Okay.
So don't even worry. We're good.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But we're excited and grateful. I just want to say shout out to all the fans who've been with us, like you said, like a startup label.
Thank you, New York, man. Thank you, New York City. Thank you, New York City.
The people who have been riding with us when we were a little bitty 8-episode show that nobody knew. Like, what's power?
Curtis said from day one.
It means a lot.
He said, this show is going to blow. And I'm like, damn.
Mind you, he told Olivia she was gonna blow too. So let's not act like.
Don't say that.
Let's not act like.
Don't say that, Charlamagne.
I can't.
Don't say that.
I can't.
You know what
take
the worst
it.
Part of it is? Five is probably listening and laughing, but what's Olivia doing to that comment you just made?
Wanting to guest star on Power?
Power.
Yeah. You know what?
Football
probably
now.
How do you control him?
Just let him go.
How many seasons y'all got written? Five already, right?
We didn't get the public announcement that season four is back, so it's not made official yet. But
so we're hopeful that the numbers are huge, so everybody should watch this Sunday at 9 p.m.
What I'm hoping is that when they bring back four, they actually make an announcement that four and five, or that we got four and five.
Dope.
That's what I'm putting out there. So we'll see.
This Sunday, 9 p.m. on Star.
Yes.
Sunday, be there.
Woo-hoo.
Appreciate you guys for joining us.
Thank you so much.
The cast of Power, it's the Breakfast Club.
Breakfast. Peace.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams had some things to say about Rich Homie Quan messing up Biggie's lyrics from Get Money with Lil' Kim during the Hip Hop Honors Awards, and she actually might have messed it up as well. Check it out.
I'll refresh you, Quan. You want to sip more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo, Caesar Lee, oh. Pick up the phone, say, Papa not home. Sex all night, man, in the moon. Spend my cheese, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on bleep saying, B.I., did I do too much? Do we have to pay for that now?
Oh, well, it's actually incorrect. Now, let's talk about this because we all were talking about this behind the scenes, me, you, and Charlamagne.
Well, she sounded mad lame doing it. It sounded like she read it. She didn't really know those.
It's not Caesar Leo. Like I was telling y'all, it's Caesar and Nino.
Right, and then spin my V, smoke all my weed, tattoo on, saying
and Nino's from Junior Mafia. And we had a whole argument about this behind the scenes yesterday also. And I told y'all it was Caesar and Nino because Little C's actually tweeted out, "You want to sit mo on my living room floor, play Nintendo with C's and Nino, hashtag big lyrics, hashtag C's no 100, send that to Wendy for me and everybody else." So for all of y'all, it's C's and Nino.
And it's spin my V. Okay.
All right, well, I'm just telling you what he wrote. Rumor has it that Kylie Jenner is pregnant. Now, I don't know if that's true, but according to In Touch, she's pregnant. I don't know. And they're saying that she is very excited about it. She's pregnant by Tyga, of course.
Kylie?
Yes.
The 17-year-old?
Yes.
Really?
And that's just a rumor, okay? That's just according to In Touch, so.
That is crazy. If that family is something else, Tyga's baby mama is with Kylie's brother, and she's pregnant, and now this is crazy. Why do they call each other?
Girl, I don't know if this is true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So calm down. Like I said to you, it's just reported from In Touch.
Is that Bay I hear in the background?
Yo.
That's Bay.
Now, listen, there was a lot of flight issues. Yesterday, when I was coming in, there was a lot of flight issues just simply because there was bad weather in Arizona, they said. So they had to reroute the plane. We were sitting on the tarmac for a while.
Oh, that's what it was.
Is your mic on?
Nope. His mic's not on.
His mic's not on.
Turn it off.
I don't know which mic it is.
Y'all can share mics.
There you go. Hey, hey, hey.
Is it that mic?
That one?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, that sounds like it's you.
Such a professional show here. Go ahead.
He just walked in and started talking.
Listen, man, we had flight issues. I didn't land until just now.
All right, now let's talk about Kim Kardashian. She is not a fan of Taylor Swift at all, and she also feels like that sweet and innocent little victim act that Taylor Swift does is getting old. Calvin Harris has said the same thing. Check out what Kim Kardashian had to say about Taylor Swift.
She legitimately, quote, says, as soon as I get on that Grammy red carpet, I'm gonna tell all the press, like, I was in on it.
And then she just didn't like the reaction.
Yeah, and, you know, just another way to play the victim. Definitely got her a lot of attention the first time. I'm just, like, speaking the truth. Like, he called her, spoke to her. She even helped him, like, rewrite, you know.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
I agree with that, though, because after a while, if Taylor comes out with another album where she's talking about a bunch of guys breaking up with her and breaking her heart, after a while, you got to say, maybe it's you. You okay? Maybe it's not these guys. Maybe it's you.
You know, but she's also young and probably not ready to settle down 100%, and the guys are kind of not ready. And
all right, well, be a holding.
It's difficult sometimes.
Stop acting like you
want to be. These celebrity relationships.
Well, stop acting like you want to be in these committed relationships and just go through your whole phase like every human being on this planet does and keep it moving.
All right, and Nick Cannon, speaking of somebody who went through their hoe phase, because I guess that's over with now. He's trying to settle down. Allegedly now he is dating Chili from TLC, but they're saying that it's not serious yet. They've just been spending time together, hanging out, trying to see where it could go, but they haven't committed to each other. They said Chili's a very mature woman that's been around the music industry for some time and gets it. Nick has always had a crush on her growing up, and he thinks she is beautiful. Nick and all the girls he had a crush on growing up.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has the best coochie catalog, probably, that I've heard.
Because
I remember he telling Big Boy about he had Nicole Scherzinger, what's her name?
Christina Milian. Selena Ebanks, he was engaged to.
Mariah Carey, you married. Then you put Chili on that list. He got a great coochie catalog, bro.
Nick, let's say what you want.
His coochie catalog way better than his rap catalog.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now, coming up next, we usually do Donkey of the Day.
But I ain't got nothing prepared.
But, actually,
Schoolboy
first
Q
we're going to talk to Schoolboy Q,
right.
And then he's going to do Donkey of the Day.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
Schoolboy Q?
Not today.
I thought he was going to do it.
Nope. Sorry, guys.
I don't know if you got that memo. Yeah, Schoolboy Q will be here. He's from L.A. You guys are in L.A. We'll just kick it with Schoolboy Q the next hour. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, usually we do Donkey of the Day right here, but Schoolboy Q is in the building. Angela Yee and Charlamagne are on the West Coast in L.A., so we'll just push the donkey back and just get into the Schoolboy Q interview. Schoolboy Q's here.
And he came in here playing Pokemon Go.
No, he did. Schoolboy Q.
Yes, he did.
We were both
scanning
me
up and down.
Off top. I'm trying to catch you, man. Yeah, man.
Now I was watching the interview you did in L.A. on the rail with Letty. You said you wasn't enjoying the moment. Are you enjoying the moment now?
No, it's still not.
Still no.
There's a lot of man. It's rough, man. You lose one of your homeboys, bro. Like that ain't easy, man. You don't just be like, all right, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. But you rapped about that on the album. He went to prison, right?
For 100 years, man.
Jesus Christ.
I just got the news that he got 100 years the day my album dropped.
Damn.
I'm supposed to feel like that. I've been eating like once a day. Like, this being my homie before I even know he was my homie. Like, he the reason I'm even rapping about this lifestyle. He the dude to put me on the set. Like, he only like 3 years older than me, but he's like my original big homie. Like, real talk.
You feel like what? Some survivor's remorse, maybe? Survivor's guilt? That you made it and he, you know.
Nah, not really that. It's just more so that just my nigga gone. Like, he gone and all I could do is just hope for an appeal.
I mean, you still got to enjoy the moment. You got a daughter right now, so that could be some kind
of
happiness.
Yeah, I'm out here and she just broke her arm yesterday.
Damn. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
How did she break her arm?
You know what? You don't have time for Pokemon Go, Q. You don't have time for Pokemon Go. You got too much real
man,
stuff.
Man, I'm trying to keep my mind off
how
of it.
How did she break her
like,
arm, though?
Being a kid, you just know, playing. 7-year-old, like, that was one of the reasons why I told people I stepped away from music after my last album, because it's just like I'm always doing this type of stuff and moving around and I'm missing out on my family. Like,
important.
I was supposed to be there. Like, my daughter broke her arm.
All right.
And she got, like, somebody else taking her to the hospital.
Right, right,
sitting
right.
in the hospital with her. I'm supposed to be there.
Right.
This is about to make me sad talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Really
so what'd you do? You FaceTime her while she's in the hospital? Or?
Yeah, FaceTime her. She was asleep most of the time. You know what I mean? She on the dope. They got her on the dope and stuff. She was going getting ready to go
for
surgery.
Don't say dope, say medicine.
I mean, it's dope, man. It's dope. It is what it is.
But just
dog.
Think, before FaceTime, something like that happened, and you can, at least now, that's a lot of a connection, like that you get to be on the FaceTime and see. Modern technology has really helped a lot with relationships in general.
Nah, for sure, off tops.
Well, let's talk about the new album.
Blank Face.
Blank Face.
Blank Face, 17 songs. You must have had a lot of songs done to be able to pick 17.
I mean, yeah, we were going to do a deluxe and all that, but I'm just like, well, I'll do a deluxe. That's like the label stuff that you're worrying about, the sales and stuff. I don't care about that stuff. Like,
you never care about the label anybody.
Give me,
I
do.
He cares.
I care about them. They put me in this position. Don't get it twisted. Like, TDE put me in this position. I wouldn't be where I'm at without TDE.
Like, you know how I know you care? Because you did the song Studio. That was a huge hit song off the last album. Mm-hmm. And then I could tell on this song, you have another hit, which you talked about, the song with Miguel and Justine
that
Sky.
That record tough, bro.
Although
overtime.
You said you didn't want to put it
No, I didn't like
it
at first because, look, see, what I said at the listening party, it sounded, I had to say stuff so brief, it came out wrong. But I didn't like the song until Miguel and Justine got on. I'm the one
that
asked.
Wasn't on it.
Oh. I'm the one that asked for them. Mm-hmm. I was singing the hook. Then we had, as you can tell, Kendrick still got background vocals. Kendrick was in the background, too. It's just a little like, nah, I'm cool on that. Like, y'all know about to force me to put use Kendrick on my album with the girl song.
Yeah, I can see why that would have sounded a little weird.
Like,
Kendrick
off
on overtime?
Like, I'm arguing with Dave. I'm like, bro, that's a bootleg studio. He like, no, it's not. I'm like, bro, it's definitely a bootleg studio.
Like, I don't think it sounds like studio,
you know,
but it would sound weird with Kendrick on it.
But nah, I'm the one that was like, get me Miguel at least.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were saying I hated Miguel and Justine Sky on
there. What it is, these bunk-ass websites, they put it out there. They didn't even put Justine name. Schoolboy Q hates the song with Miguel. Yeah. I never mentioned Miguel. Like, I never. But also, I had to say it brief so I could understand why they would put it like that. You could tell that they're looking for.
It's a great headline.
They're looking like, yeah exactly, but he doesn't like song with Miguel.
Did Miguel hit you like, bro, I thought you said you liked the song.
Yeah, yeah, we hollered at each other or whatever. I was wrong in the situation. I would have been like, I would have hollered at him. You know what I'm saying? Somebody says something like that to me, ain't nothing you can say to me. Like, you know what I mean? So I had to holler at him and let him know.
You
like,
probably have Miguel
you know
feeling
Miguel
insecure. Miguel's
like,
what did I do wrong?
No, I wasn't like that.
Am I saying this better?
No, I wasn't like that. I'm just like, I had to apologize to him because it came out wrong. And
yeah.
As a man, you gotta know when you're wrong when you do something. You know what I mean? I was wrong.
How'd you go with Ye?
Man, we just always used to run into each other, and I just had top calling. Like, I'm not about to go ask somebody like Kanye West status. Like, yo, let me get your number. We should do something. Like, Kanye is up here.
You're pretty
I'm
big
like,
out there, schoolboy.
Nah, not like Kanye, bro. Kanye is a legend. Like, he done it over and over and over and over and over since I was in like. First year out of high school, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. You know your place in the game.
No, exactly.
Don't let like, me gas you up too
you don't
much.
Let, like, I hate when new artists, like, no disrespect, but if you just got on the, like, you not even made the freshman list, you asking for my number and you talking about, let's go to the Woop Wop, let's do this. Oh, yeah. You should, like, nah, I'm cool. Like, nah, like,
don't
unless it's like, unless I know who you are and it's dope, like, don't just ask me for my number and, like, no, we need to get one. Like, no, we don't need to get one. Like,
you still think you're underrated?
I mean, still, yeah, so much because people confuse gangster rap with no substance now. When we got the most substance than any artist because, for the simple fact, we talking about our life. People just be talking about what's on the news. I be hearing niggas be rapping double time and, like, that's bars. Like,
now you did
I got better, I'm way more cheddar, I get more greener, I got more. It be like, what the f***? You said all that from double time to confuse nigga. I thought you ain't saying shit. My bad.
You
my
did
bad.
Step it up lyrically on this album, though.
Of course. I had to, man. This is... I felt like people were sleeping on me, man. Even though I had the big record, I just got to come back harder. I just felt like I just had to come back harder, stay focused, man.
Now, you have had some experiences with aliens because I see you're on Action Bronson's show that he's doing.
Ancient
I had no
aliens.
Idea.
Oh, they be popping up in L.A. all the time.
Oh, yeah, so they say. I mean, I don't believe in none of that alien.
You don't believe that?
Stop it.
I don't believe an alien. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we're the only species in the world. I do not believe in no alien has a spaceship flying over L.A. just seeing what's cracking in the
Why
city.
Not?
No, it's
we,
not
we,
happening.
We got planes that can fly over other countries and all around the world.
But we not going to Mars. Talk about what's cracking.
That we know
what's
of.
Going on. Never, oh, they see us. We got to get out of here.
So you never
no,
had any
I'm
experience.
Not believing that.
What about with ghosts or something?
Nah, I never had experience with ghosts, none of that bullshit.
I done dreamed all that. But you know what I'm saying? I never.
You had sex with a ghost too, like Bobby Brown?
Nah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Bobby Brown had sex with a ghost.
No, man, I need some of that he got. Yeah, that, whatever he got.
It's called crack.
It's called
well, throw it over your weed.
You it's called a
sex
wet dream.
With a ghost. That mean you ain't getting no STD. Run it.
All right, we got more with Schoolboy Q. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Schoolboy Q, Kanye West. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Schoolboy Q is in the building. Now, does it freak you out a little bit when you go to your concert and people are looking like you with the hat like
yeah,
you?
Yeah, bro. It's weird, bro. People wearing the circle with the John Lennon glasses. I'm starting to see ugly beards now. Like,
oh, that you got to salute Philly for that. You can't take credit for that.
I'm not taking the credit for it. I'm just saying when I'm at my shows, I see that, and it's a little weird. I'm seeing dashikis now, like, they already took the bucket hats from me, everybody wearing the bucket. I'm like, bro, like, I had to put that away.
That's why you don't wear it no more?
Nah, it got a little too weird everywhere I go. It's just like, everybody knew it was me off the rip, like, oh, that's Schoolboy Q. And I took the bucket hat off, people don't even bother me no more.
What's the science behind the dashikis? Does it?
I'm black.
Okay. I'm just making sure you named the album called John Gurry. You didn't have nothing behind that, so I'm just asking.
That's what you said on Twitter. You just be paying $5. They just cost $5.
Yeah, $5 off of Amazon.
How you get them to match your sneakers, though?
I get every color possible on Amazon. I go every week. I check Amazon. Do they got any new ones? Nope. They got any? I done brought them all. I ain't seen no new ones now. I'm going to reload or something.
You ain't got no throwback dashikis?
I got a couple throwbacks, like exclusive ones. That's expensive. I got a couple exclusive dashikis now.
Remember when Kunta won the Super Bowl in 1737?
I got a Kunta one, too. Oh, everything I got one.
Is that Kunta on it?
Nah, it's just his face.
His face. Oh, okay.
Gosh. Now, this Michael Jordan crying meme, people thought that was your album cover. Yep. You put that out there like that for people to think that as a joke?
Yeah,
Or did you really want to do that, but you knew Michael Jordan was
doing it? I mean, look, the whole thing was I had a concept behind it because the album is obviously called Blank Face. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to put out a bunch of series of pictures, but we put the first one out and everybody jumped on it like, oh, Q, that's the cover. I never said it was the cover.
All right.
So I'm like, all right, y'all stupid. Not my fans. The websites. Like I said, they TMZ now. Like, you put something out, they want to be the first one to do it. They want the gossip. They want the, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, these websites are stupid. Then I threw the Donald Trump one out, and I was like, deluxe cover. Now I'm trolling now. Because y'all messed my whole thing up that I was trying to do. I had a whole bunch of pictures, bro. And with the first picture we put up, the first 2 minutes, they talking about album cover.
That just means people are excited in a
way,
too.
I guess, man. But
you put something out, and immediately everybody jumps on it. They're like, oh, this is the album cover. The album's coming. It's exciting for people. Now, imagine you put that out, and nobody said nothing.
That would have been tight. Because they would have got everything I got that I wanted to do with it. It would have been tight. But, I mean, it is what it is, man. I'm new to all this media stuff still, like.
I can tell. That's why you got flip-flops on, though.
Oh, yeah, off tops. Like,
well, cute, cool. He like, man.
Yeah, I'm not about to come in here. Like, when I'm going to come in here, y'all know I'm getting money. Like,
now, what does the blank face actually symbolize? Because on the album, you got a line where you say all lives matter.
Oh, no. People got that and they mixed it up. The whole song, first off, the song is called Black Thoughts.
Okay.
The whole song is about Crips and Bloods. After I said all lives matter, I said both sides.
Both sides, yeah.
So what does that give you? What does that bring to you? What am I talking about?
Bloods and Crips.
Exactly, which means I'm still talking about black lives. I flipped the whole little ignorant saying all lives matter into making it still black lives. You get what I'm saying? People not dissecting the lyrics. People are so easy at listening to songs.
They just hear all lives
because
matter.
Because rappers are whack. People just hear it and they're just like, oh, you said all lives matter. Yep. You didn't even listen to the song.
The
title is called Black Thoughts. So you saying
it's
only two skin colors? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people always making it white and a black thing. It's not about that. Like,
are you disgusted with the music industry? Because you keep saying these rappers are so whack.
No, they are. Like, not everybody whack, bro. I just see what everybody's doing. Everybody's trying to make older music. Like, oh, I'm trying to sound like this dude. I'm trying to sound like that dude. Are they doing the same thing? Like, auto-tune and... Like, everybody, that's the new wave now. Like,
I think the game's a lot better now, though. Because of guys like you, because of Kendrick, because of Vic Mensa and Chance. I like a lot of albums that came out this year.
No, don't get me wrong. It's are the people that's dope, but it's so much whack out there. No content, no nothing. And then it makes the listener lazy. Mm-hmm. And like everywhere you go, everybody asks you, so what did your album mean before it even dropped? Like, everybody been asking me, what does Blank Face mean? I'm like, you figure it out first. It only been out a week. Listen to it.
All right, we got more with Schoolboy Q when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Schoolboy Q is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, I'm going to take a crack at this Blank Face thing. I think it means that, like, you don't want to be profiled. You don't want to be judged. You don't want to be stereotyped. It's like, don't put me in no boxes. You don't know what I am.
That's a big percentage of what the album is, like 80%.
Got it.
Well, the album is out right now. Make sure you pick it up. And we appreciate you joining us, Schoolboy. You've been the same since you first came out, man. Every time you're the same guy, you always show us love, and we appreciate that.
Man, thank y'all for not doing me like the other rappers and making me
feel
weird.
That's because you make good music. You make good music, and you don't do dumb shit when you're not in the booth.
Yeah, people, like, I be looking at some of these interviews, I be like, damn, I'm ready to get down. Like, some of this y'all say to people, we got to get down, like, off top. We will have
Who's
to get
y'all?
Down.
You make good music.
Y'all scallops, man. Y'all make an artist feel weird. Like, y'all do answer questions not interested in the answer, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ask a question and don't even care what the dude is saying, like. So I appreciate y'all for even, you know what I'm saying?
If you don't put if you don't put no thought into your music or your craft, why should we put thought into our questions when we interview you?
True.
But we put thought into our questions,
That's
y'all.
So ignorant.
We put thought into our questions, man.
You said well, that's that. My mindset.
He's supposed to say that. See, you answer the questions like, you answer and say stuff like me, and he answer and say stuff like Dave and Top or one of them. Angela Lee just the token female that need to be on the show, I feel like. Angela Yee, she just here to just tell you, like,
oh, man.
Like, yeah, so I heard you named your album Blank Face. It's like, Angela, like, she loves music, but I don't think she cares to interview nobody. I can tell she genuinely loves music, but she doesn't care to interview
nobody.
She'd
rather go out and drink with you.
Yeah, exactly. She wanted to go and listen to the music. She ain't trying to interview.
I definitely went to the listening session.
Yep, you was the only one. See, she do that type of stuff.
I like to show support. I understand that because you come up here, take time out to promote. I like to go out and show my support as well for people. If I care about your music, I care about you. I like to make sure I go out of my way to go and do that. So
yeah, one more thing. And to the people, y'all been going through something lately, man, and haven't been able to have a chance to get to the album. It's going to be there for you whenever you get to it. I understand. I had a lot of fans that told me they couldn't listen to the album at the moment.
Because of everything that's going on this week.
It was right. A lot of things took off the distraction from them, and they didn't want to disrespect, which I appreciate. They said they didn't want to disrespect my craft and just go and listen to it with a messed up mind. So I appreciate everybody that's telling me that on Twitter.
How do you feel about everything that's
Instagram.
Going on out there?
It's messed up what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense how many black people are just dying left and right. Then on top of that, we got a bunch of people dying on film, man. Like, I'm sick of seeing six people. I done said this over and over again. I'm sick of seeing six people record another black man get killed, bro. Like, one person doing it, that's fine. I think everybody else need to stand up because we done seen something now. We done seen the same cycle over and over again. They're going to kill you now. They're going to kill you now. So it's about time we start standing next to that cop to make sure he does his everything right. That means I got to go to jail for an hour. You get what I'm saying? Because that's all it's going to be. I'm going to go to jail for an hour. I'm with it because I'm not trying to look at no kid cry on TV no more because all three of us got the perfect angle to show that the cop. We don't need to see that no more. You know what I mean? Like, real talk.
What have your experiences been like with the LAPD?
Bad. I got LAPD. Tatted on my skin, so you can understand what that is.
You believe all cops are bad?
No, not all cops are bad. Nah, that's
so
like saying
some LAPD.
Nah, because you're a part of it. You're a part of it. You letting it slide.
Yeah, if you don't stand up and speak out against it. Or,
that's why, like, that's like me being a gang member, and then I don't do songs like Black Thoughts where I say let's put the rag down and raise our kids. All I'm saying is crip this, this crip that. But I'm in New York right now at the Breakfast Club. All right. I'm part of that bullshit too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I have to make those records like that. I have to make the records like Never Change. It's a ways of telling people your story and your background, but you also got to let them know that this is not cool. Kids are listening to this.
But there's this thing called, in the Constitution, called your right of defense against unlawful arrest. Google that. I'm telling everybody about that. I mean, even though they don't respect our constitutional rights anyway, but your right of defense against unlawful arrest. Everybody need to read that.
I'm going to read that.
Smart.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. It's Schoolboy Q.
Listen up. It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
With
Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, rumor has it that Pokemon Go is going to be doing a partnership with McDonald's. Now, according to a well-placed source, they have confirmed with Gizmodo that that sponsorship is moving forward. So I guess what they're saying is every McDonald's restaurant in this country will be a Pokestop or a gym.
That is dope. I wish I could make all the clubs that I DJ a Pokemon stop so everybody could come in.
I'm going to try that. 8-year-olds coming to the club.
Oh, all right. Maybe not 8-year-olds, but you know what I mean.
But yeah, that's actually a great way to get business. And if you put some Pokemon in the fries,
we going to put a Pokemon spot at our juice bar that we open in,
Pokestop.
Yep, absolutely. You get a green juice and a Pokemon.
All right, now let's talk about ESPN's First Take. They have named a replacement for Skip Bayless, and that is Max Kellerman. He will start his stint on the show with Stephen A. Smith starting July 25th. So he's going to be leaving ESPN2 Sports Nation and ESPN's Radio Max and Marcellus show.
I don't really watch the show like that because I got four kids and I'm usually with my kids, but everybody says that's a good replacement.
Right. So he said, I'm thrilled to join the excellent team at First Take. Years back on the air and in the hallways of ESPN Radio New York, Stephen A. and I would engage in detailed and thoughtful discussions on sports and every other topic that you can imagine. And Stephen A. Smith welcomed him as well. He said, I'm ecstatic to have Max on board. We've known one another for years. We worked at ESPN New York together and we both love our boxing.
Yeah, anybody that challenges Stephen A. Smith on TV like that, I always think it's a good show.
All right. Well, I guess you think that's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the Emmys. The Primetime Emmy Awards will tell you who was nominated. Now, Beyonce got nominated for 4 Primetime Emmys for Lemonade.
For the video? The movie?
Yes. For her visual album. Isn't that what we are calling it.
Okay, visual album. Okay.
Right. It was nominated for Outstanding Production Design for a Variety Nonfiction Event or Award Special. Also nominated for Outstanding Directing for a Variety Special Category and Outstanding Variety Special Category and for Outstanding Picture Editing for Variety Programming.
I hope she wins all 4.
I hope so. At least some of them, right?
Right.
I mean, there were a lot of great nominees because I know you watched the People versus O.J. Simpson, right?
I love that show.
So that was nominated for Best Limited Series alongside Roots, The Night Manager, Fargo, and American Crime.
Okay, I watch American Crime, too.
Yeah, you'll be excited. Idris Elba was nominated for Best Actor in a Limited Series or a Television Movie. So was Courtney B. Vance for The People vs. O.J. Simpson, both of them. Idris Elba for Luther and Cuba Gooding Jr., The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, I think Cuba Gooding Jr. did an amazing job on that show, too. And they said it's coming back. I don't know how it's coming back because I guess it's in jail and the stuff that he did to go back to jail. But, I mean, it was a good show.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. It's a Friday, so you know we throw it back. Let me know what you want to hear, 800-585-1051. And shout to everybody in Boston. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, Boston, on that boat cruise. I'll give you details later. But the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.